morning for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara, and I've already started slagging them before we even start this interview. Poor L. Pat Short and his daughter Faye on the line.
You did
hello.
It again. Good morning, poor old Pat Short. You don't even know you're doing it.
I was just saying to Faye, no, Faye, I can totally identify what it's like to have elderly parents who can't hear what's going on. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's pushing 90 these days, yeah.
It was at your end, Trina, the volume was
that. He has hello. Me, though. That's why I'm working with him, Trina. You know,
that's
he
why,
has me the help.
I know, that's
you
what
know?
They all say.
I wheel him around the place.
She looks up things on the internet for me and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Have you mastered the phone yet, Pat? Can you press answer yet?
I don't need to. Faye is on tour with me.
He has the font size, you know, the font size.
Yeah.
Size, like, really
will you
big.
Stop?
Yeah.
Do you know what I love? Like remote controls and parents. It's the funniest thing you'll ever experience.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can't hear you now.
Anyway, before Pat hangs up on me, I better continue.
He wouldn't know how to, Trina. He wouldn't know how to.
Stop now.
That's enough now.
Oh, God. Well, listen, the pair of you, I won't ask where you met. I won't do a Donna Eyre because...
we go back away.
Yeah.
A long time.
Donna, do you know that Donna Eyre, when she was presenting on MTV, she asked the Corrs where they met?
I remember that years ago. Remember the twins from Mullingar that were representatives of Eurovision? I remember they were asked, how did they get together as a band? The Carter twins, that's
who. The Carter twins. Years. Oh, stop it. Oh, gosh. Well, you are a father and daughter. And for some mad reason, you've decided to work together. Tell me, Faye, I know
don't
that sometimes we have to do these things, but Faye, tell me now, really, why?
Well, look, with the pandemic and all, you know, I didn't have much of a choice, Trina. I had to make it. Fifty Bob, you know.
Right, you're broke. That's the reason. Okay, fair enough.
It was completely, I think, something that came out of lockdown and being at home together. And well, I just finished college, so I had kind of like big plans to go to London or whatever, and then I ended up being stuck at home in Limerick. So I started working with Dad and doing sketches and stuff with him. Yeah.
She makes it really sound like she wants to be here, doesn't she?
I got stuck at home with my parents.
I got stuck at home in Limerick.
I
couldn't get her to clean the room, so I thought I'd get her to write some comedy.
You really should rephrase that and said, I decided to do the right thing and come home and look after my parents.
Yeah, and look after my dad. Yeah. He missed me so much while I was away up in Dublin.
This is really not going well for me at all.
No. Well, you should have known better. You should have known coming on this show, Pat. You've been on before.
He's getting a hard old doing.
So tell us then, what is this show? And is this show going to be happening? Because I was trying to avoid the COVID word, but it's kind of unavoidable.
I know.
It is. It is going to be happening. It's like, I don't know, nobody has a crystal ball, but we got to keep going and plow on, you know. And I think, you know, if everything goes well, according to what they're saying, and if this variant isn't as bad as it appears, it doesn't appear to be that bad so far,
no.
But the thing isn't home on it yet, that they will be lifting restrictions. The more people will have the booster, and, you know, things will open up. So you got to be optimistic about it and look forward to it.
Yeah. What dates are you doing now for this new show that you're doing with Faye?
Starting early January, Faye, isn't it? But in the three Olympias is in February, 17th, 18th, 19th of February. So that's a good bit out, Jeff. We should be well clear of it at that stage.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll be full classy by that stage as well.
Yeah. So tell me this much. What is it about? Because some people didn't realise that the pair of yous had actually teamed up together.
Yeah, it's kind of like a father and daughter relationship, I suppose. You could say that. And we are like a music duo that wants to go gigging together, and we just start working after the pandemic, and we get our first gig in a hotel, and it's kind of like follows the journey of that.
It's our life story, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Faye's everything right. That's Faye's thing, because that's how I would define the characters. But there are these two fictitious characters that are a dad and a daughter, and that we kind of thought to be more fun with them than we would be talking about ourselves.
Yeah. And Pat, would you not have said now, given that you know, the career that you went into, would you not have said to Faye, now go off now and be a nurse or a doctor, do something nice and responsible?
I do. I say it to her every day. But she never listened to me.
Would you ever get a real job?
I know. Look, we kind of were talking about this the other night, the two of us. And I never actually thought Faye would go into the business. And she was always, like all young girls and boys, a lot of young boys in school, going to drama classes and that kind of stuff. And I remember seeing her just when she was in like sixth year doing a show in a theatre in Limerick. And I just was blown away thinking, oh my God, she's amazing. She really kind of grabbed the audience and just commanded the whole scene. And I just know, I wasn't looking at it thinking she's my daughter. And I was thinking, God, if she's dreadful, it could be awful and embarrassing.
Oh my God, imagine.
I know. And she was absolutely amazing. So, and we, like, you didn't show any interest at the time to go to drama school.
No, I don't think
and
I did.
It was 6 months later or more, but the minute you said it, I thought, yeah, absolutely. You have what it takes to do it, so why wouldn't you? You know, and it's brilliant. And it's been good to me. So, like, you know, we create our own work and put on shows and produce stuff and everything. So we kind of, the toughest part of the acting game, which we do a bit of as well, is waiting by the phone to ring for a director to come on to
your... Well, it is for Pat, because he doesn't know how to answer it.
Because Dave's so long to answer it.
And when I do answer, I can't even hear it.
He's missed loads of calls.
We can't hear it, Trina. Give me a break.
So then tell me about this podcast as well. Podcasting is just, I mean, people who do podcasts, I just think they're very brave, number one, because everybody's doing one. So to have a successful one is something else.
Well, I did a podcast originally, but it's more sketch oriented. What would you call what we did, Faye? Was it a vlogcast? Was it a video one?
It was a live stream that was based off the podcast. So I actually wasn't in the podcast with Dad. You had made that before I came home from drama school. And then we adapted the characters from the podcast, I think, and then we added my characters.
We filmed them. Exactly.
We filmed them. And this is they're based off, if you listen to the podcast, they're based off of most of all of Dad's characters are still in it. But obviously he had been blessed with my company at that stage. So I then joined So then it all came to life.
Okay, you had to give him that boost up that he needed, Faye. Yeah, I getcha, yeah.
Yeah, it gave him the edge.
Okay, yeah.
No, but it's like, it was character based. As well, you know, so it's not like we were interviewing anyone. It was more like sketches and characters and stuff like that. So
so that's what makes it so different. Kind of more,
It was a lot of work involved in it because it was like radio drama, for want of a better word, you know, except comedy. And each scene had, you know, audio backdrops and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of cutting and editing and stuff. And I did it in conjunction with the Limerick Institute of Technology in Limerick. They've now turned into a university, so I don't know what the proper title is for them. And then we went on and shot stuff then afterwards with Steph and Faye based on those characters. So it was kind of mad. But we're thinking of doing a dad and daughter podcast, looking at doing some work on that in the next few months, which will be more interesting, I think.
Will that mean that you're going to embarrass Faye and bring out all the stories of when she was growing up?
I don't even get a chance to get a word in between the two of you. How could I? She embarrassed me.
I was not embarrassing. I'm the least embarrassing person out there. Come to the show and you'll find
out about that.
Right, okay. And Faye, can I ask you, growing up now, were you aware what Dad did for a living? Or was he telling you fibs and letting on he was doing something else?
No, it was hard enough to know what Dad was doing, to be honest. It was very hard. Yeah, no, I remember the Jumbo Breakfast Bowl came on and, oh my God, I didn't hear the last of that now for about 10 years, hearing that song being played by every fella in my school.
Really? Yeah. Because in a way, when you're growing up and say you're a teenager or whatever, and there's somebody in your family who's very well known, it can be a bit of a curse in some ways, can't it? Because you're like, oh, you're just known as being Pat Short's daughter.
Yeah, I think it even happens, to be honest, with like the kids who had like older brothers and sisters who were like really successful in like the junior cup at rugby or the senior cup at rugby, you know, and you'd always be compared to them, but you kind of get on with it, to be honest. It's not too bad.
And now you're trying to outshine him, so well done, Faye.
Oh, yeah. Trying here, Tina, trying. I'm giving him a best shot.
It's the three Olympia. It's Gaz trying to get used to the name change there.
Yeah.
But all the details are up there. And have you anything else you want to plug while you're on, Pat? Because I know you like to plug, don't you?
Sure. I talk about gardening or something like that. I know a book I read last night, a load of crap. I bore the ass off you with some other story.
Well, listen, thanks so much for your time, guys, this morning. I'll let you get back to it. Faye, could you give your dad a hand there, hanging up the phone there, because he'll be connected for the rest of the day otherwise. I'll be shouting down the phone, Pat, hang up the phone!
What?
Good luck. Good luck. See you guys.
Good
it's
luck.
Sunday for the weekend. Thank you, Ireland's Classic Hits. See you later. Bye. Thanks a mil. Bye bye.